In studio right now with Ward 1 Counselor for Strathroy-Caradoc, Donna Pammer, formerly the chairperson of the Strathroy-Caradoc Housing Corporation, recently resigning from that position. I guess the number one question right off the bat is reasons for the resignation, Donna.
Well, quite simply, I've taken a new job in the new year, and I won't have the same amount of time available to put to Caradoc Housing, so I felt it was the best decision for me to resign.
Natural follow-up would be from people who have been following the Housing Corporation story is, is this really the reason for resigning? Or with the fact that the corporation's been in the news recently for so many big issues, is this really the reason?
It is. I am starting a new job, and that will become more public in the new year. And I think what people don't understand is the amount of time and energy that is spent on the board level with Caradoc Housing. It's huge. I mean, I'm talking to property managers, residents, financial people every day, and I just don't think that I have the time that's required to do that going forward.
Another resignation within the same week, if I'm not mistaken, a treasurer of the Housing Corporation, Greg Wilsey. Now two members left on the board as experience as a chairperson. What's next moving forward? They obviously have to fill some spots, or how does that work, you know?
That's a really good question, Chris. And I believe that, you know, Mayor Grantham, who's the secretary, will probably get some legal advice on that about what should happen. Should the positions be filled or should it go back to council? As you know, as a board, we approached council recently with a financial request, and council has decided prudently, I think, to get an outside third party opinion about Caradoc Housing, its financial picture, and hopefully to give some direction as to how to move the project forward. What that looks like, I don't know. So I think that a lot of these decisions now are in council's hands, and I think that's where it should be.
As an outgoing chairperson for the Strathroy-Caradoc Housing Corporation, if I asked you your thoughts on the current situation with the corporation, with those two facilities in Mount Bridges, Queen Street and Caradoc Place, what would you say?
I think they have great potential. I think the project is worthwhile. I think that it might cost the municipality some money to keep it going, but we invest in all kinds of things. So I don't think investing in affordable housing is a bad thing either.
I talked to the mayor last week about this very topic when your council took over that project about 6 months in. Do you feel as though you were playing catch up from the beginning?
Absolutely. I'm asked all the time about how did we get here? Why did we do this? Why was this decision made? And the reality is we don't have the answers because these were made by previous councils and previous CEOs. We were given a project. The task was to complete the project. The task was to get people in the building, get it operational. Take a look at Parkview Manor. It has some big capital needs. It's an aging building. And I feel like we've done that. I'm proud of the work that we've done over the last 2 years to get it where we are today. Now we have to look at again, how are we going to keep this alive for the residents? How are we going to move it forward in the best and most economical way?
Ward 1 Counselor with Strathroy-Caradoc, Donna Pammer, resigning from the Strathroy-Caradoc Housing Corporation because of other employment avenues. And good luck on that new road ahead, Donna.
Thanks so much, Chris.